It's 4:33 with WEKU News. I'm Charles Compton. Good afternoon. House and Senate leaders spent today preparing for possible votes on a tentative deal that raises the government's debt ceiling and prevents a U.S. default. A member of the Republican leadership predicted it would win by at least 30 GOP votes, but will it win votes from Kentucky's delegation? Here joining me from Washington, D.C. to discuss that is WEKU's Matt Laszlo. Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he's been quoted since last night as supporting this, but Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, feels completely different, and he's going to vote no. Why?
Well, Mr. Paul, remember, he was ushered in as one of the candidates with the strongest backing from the Tea Party, and he's really here to kind of send a message to Washington that they really should get their spending in order. So he backs what he calls the penny plan. He thinks that Washington should cut one penny from every dollar of spending over the next 6 years. He thinks that's a more true way to bring the deficit in order. And one thing we're seeing with the current proposal, it's only about $2.1 trillion in cuts over the next decade. So right now, Mr. Paul says, you know what, Congress isn't living up to their mandate, and he cannot support this bill.
Of course, you and I both remember what Jim Bunning did a couple of years ago and held up the entire U.S. Senate over a similar issue, over a money issue. Is there any suspicion that Rand Paul might try to do the same?
Well, earlier today when I spoke with him, he said he wasn't going to do that, but he is a part of a group of a couple senators who it looks like they're going to try to force the vote to go into tomorrow instead of tonight. He says lawmakers need more time to read this legislation and to really let it sink in.
What are you hearing from Congressman Hal Rogers, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, and from Central Kentucky Congressman Ben Chandler?
Yeah, well, Mr. Rogers, he's a strong supporter of this. He says it basically does everything that Republicans asked for from the beginning. They are going to give a vote on adding a constitutional amendment that would require a balanced budget each year. That's probably going to fail, but lawmakers on the right say, in principle, they at least want to have that vote and get their Democratic colleagues on record with that. And Mr. Rogers also points to the fact that this does represent significant cuts in federal spending, something they feel their voters are quite adamant about. And Mr. Chandler and Mr. Yarmuth, both of them have told me that defaulting is just not an option. They want not as drastic spending cuts as the Republican counterparts, but they say defaulting is not an option, and it looks like parts of this proposal will sit fairly well with them.
Matt Laszlo covers the U.S. Capitol for WEKU. Mostly clear tonight with a low in the upper 60s. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.